This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Devil Rat.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This thing owns.
Rattus this guy's Diabolus.
Diabolus. This drawing is amazing.
Look how angry he is. This
angry, furless little motherfucker. And they're the size of, like, basketballs.
Yes.
Like, they're pretty intense.
Yeah, but they still, like, roll in crews. Like, they roll deep. Like regular rats do. So imagine a bunch of angry basketballs just, like, straight up bouncing on you.
Hell yeah. They have the ability to animal control normal rats. So, like, these things show up with a bunch of, like, an entourage, like a retinue of lesser rats.
Yeah, just regular rats.
Yeah, little cuties. And then this hairless, like, gross, you know, like, lots of excess skin and folds.
Yeah.
That's out to fuck with you.
Yeah, and I mean, so this is a very canny design decision, because the most upsetting thing about a rat, you know, and rats can be little cuties too, but, like, when you see a rat, you're going to focus on the hairless tail as the thing that
lives. Yeah, what if they were all tail?
Yeah, well, what if it was all just penis skin of that tail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's essentially, like, this is just like a foreskin. Like, he's kind of, like, scoots around and controls normal rats.
You know, like foreskin does.
Yeah. Like, you know, my foreskin controls normal rats. Just, it's a shame that they cut it off, but they let me keep it in a pouch around my neck, and I use it to pipe my way into being the world's worst superhero. So
yeah, it's like you're Ben. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I love these things. Mostly just because they're, like, mean assholes. Like, they're awful. They kill old people and the elderly. And they will get up on their chest and crow. They make this screaming noise to celebrate when they've killed, like, a bum.
They celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the teenage boys of the Monster Manual. Like,
they just roll around looking for a spot of the ultra violence.
Yeah. That's exactly what these groups are. Yeah. And the shadow talk has tons of flavor for this. Like, I love this, this little bit of, talking about, you know, this is where that cheering thing comes from. But then they also say that when they killed this bum, they woke him up.
Yeah. Just so he knew what was happening, so he wouldn't die in his sleep.
Just in case you don't want to have that blissful death that everyone wants of being eaten alive by rats in your sleep. you deny that peaceful end. Instead, you have to be awake and being eaten alive by basketball sized foreskins.
I mean, in fairness, though, you will die around your loved ones. Because they're going to eat your loved ones, too.
Yeah. Or if you love them. Yeah. The best way to die among your loved ones is have your loved ones eat you alive.
Mm, yeah. That would be a good way for a villain to go. Like, a villain who commanded these things. Like, if he knew he was going to be defeated. Instead of letting himself being killed, he blows his foreskin whistle. And then just all of a sudden they, like, climb over him, and then there's nothing left.
Foreskin whistle. I think also in the games, these things can do magic when there's enough of them together.
Oh God. Like a Dishonored kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. I could be misremembering that, but pretty fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, we fought a lot of these. When we played Shadowrun for SNES, when you go down the sewer to go with the Jester spirit, we fought these, and they do cast magic missiles.
Okay.
So pretty fucked up. You know? I think these things are very scary.
Yeah. Well, and also just pure damage isn't the thing that is most dangerous about them.
Yeah.
They carry the Vitus 3 virus, which, if I remember correctly, that is Shadowrun's version of AIDS.
It's like a
retrovirus kind of thing.
So I don't think it's very much like AIDS. I think that when Shadowrun came about, that was probably the virus. Like, AIDS, Ebola was in the news.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's probably what they're going for. That's not me making light of HIV.
No. Yeah.
So it's not only is it like a basketball sized foreskin that hates your guts and will wake you up before it kills you, so you know you're going to be eaten alive, and then will cheer for it. It also, if you manage to get away, then you have Ebola and you have, like, days to live.
Right. It's like a 1 in 12 chance, which is not trivial.
Well, especially it's per attack.
Yeah.
Or no, it's per rat, but they attack in groups.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, these cities have done concentrated campaigns to get rid of them, and they will never get rid of them. It says there's, like, an entry about how, like, you cannot.
Yeah.
If mankind travel to the stars, it is likely that devil rats will go along for the ride as unwelcome stowaways. Fucking space foreskins.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.